I've enjoyed this so much because sometimes if somebody tells you, because a lot of the things we are told to do to put ourselves mentally in a better place is to, you know, what are you thankful for? But it's a lot like me giving an assignment to the kids. If I tell them to go to do schoolwork, they can't just come up with something on their own. But if I give them something to focus on, yes, you can do this. You can answer this question. So I have very specific questions for you this week about things to be thankful for. And some of them have been out of left field and things you wouldn't imagine that would be something that would come up in that. For example, when we've asked, what's a game you're thankful for? But what it did was bring up memories of playing with cousins or playing as a kid or maybe even in college, playing Rook with your people or a food that's special to you, a meal that was special. And we came up with, you know, struggling through hard times as a kid, but now it's something you love. So today's question, what am I thankful for about the mode of transportation I use on a regular basis? I knew you could come up with this one. I know you love Cash out there. That is his little black truck out there.
It is. I love Cash. It's a Tacoma.
It's a Tacoma.
Yeah, Toyota Tacoma.
What are you thankful for about that mode of transportation?
Mode of transportation out there? Because it gets me to point A, to point B, back to point A.
That is something to be thankful for. Oh, it runs. Man, I'm real thankful for that.
Is it mechanically sound? I don't know. It's just enjoy driving it.
For me, and I drive the mom van on a pretty regular basis. Mm-hmm. And before I had kids, for like a hot second there, I had a cute little sports car. Because like I mentioned before, at one point in the last couple of weeks, that I didn't think I was going to be able to have kids. Mm-hmm. And so it was just like, okay, we got to get a sports car, which, by the way, lasted less than a year before I got pregnant. But now I'm driving a mom van, and you know, it's usually pretty junky and stuff, but I love it so much. Everything in there says so much about my life. You know, I got snacks for Cub Scouts in the back. I've got, you know, clothes that the kids have brought back from sleepovers and left in the car. There's not really car seats in there anymore, and it's just the kids piling in as we go somewhere. You know, there's remnants of receipts of stuff. It's not a clean car. It's not a fast car. It's not a new car, but I love it. It is something that I'm very thankful for. I'm thankful it works. I'm thankful that we haven't, the kids and I haven't been caught on the side of the road. I've been caught on the side of the road with it, but.
Isn't it crazy how a car or a van or something like that becomes part of your family?
Yeah. And for people that don't have cars, I mean, maybe you take the bus and when you start stepping away from, oh, this is what I would want. Ideally, I would want to drive this really nice new sports car. But this is about what you're thankful for about the mode of transportation you do use. You get to do some wonderful people watching on a bus. Let's say you have to ride a bike. Let's say your car is broke down. You have to ride a bike everywhere. You are getting fresh air. You're getting exercise. There is something to be thankful for about that. We can look at the downside of anything that's in front of us. But we can also find the upside about it, too. When I think about Adam's van, his work van, buddy, I don't think it's got air conditioning. I'm not sure the windows roll up all the way, but it represents something. It's the first vehicle we've ever bought for his business. You know, it showed a belief in what he was doing and where he was headed. And it is, man, it is a junky. It's perfect though for the business, for shark window washing. I'll give him that. But you know, he's got his ladders strapped to the roof, and it is absolutely just, he's got the way things have to fit in just perfectly in the back, because there's not a lot of room. It's technically a work van and you buy it as such, but you know, you got to make it work for you. And so there is something to be thankful for about your mode of transportation. Maybe you carpool with somebody and you get a little talking time, you get some stuff off your chest. I want you to think about that today. What is it about the mode of your transportation that you use on a regular basis that you are thankful for?